This is Earth and Sky on improving solar energy with the ultimate goal of producing hydrogen fuel.
The idea is if we make a device, all we need to do is take the device outside, leave it in the sun, and fill with water. We should be able to generate hydrogen from it.
That's Jin Zhang, professor of chemistry and biochemistry at the University of California, Santa Cruz. He said using hydrogen for fuel is a good idea, since hydrogen is plentiful and, when used as a fuel, would leave behind few damaging environmental byproducts.
But it takes electricity to break down water, H2O, into hydrogen and oxygen. And currently, most electricity comes from the burning of fossil fuels. Zhang and his colleagues are working to let solar energy become the source of the electricity that separates the hydrogen from water. They're designing a new type of solar cell using nanotechnology, the science of the very small.
They're trying to use nano-sized particles of titanium dioxide, the pigment in white paint. When made into tiny, nano-sized crystals, titanium dioxide has the property of absorbing light and generating electricity.
Zhang's research is another step in the direction of utilizing hydrogen for fuel, which he calls a holy grail in science and technology. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.